My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I asked this question. I'm not trying to be generic about it, but I'm just curious where people are with Deshaun Watson right now. You're 2 weeks into the season. You're 1-1. You've got a quarterback who is coming back from, you know, reconstructive surgery in his arm, surgery that's never been done before. I'm not making excuses. You got a guy that hasn't played with either one of his tackles for two straight games now. You've got a guy that didn't see the preseason. He's only played in two games right now. And you've got a guy that might possibly get a phone call from the league office and said, hey, we need to see you in New York here, and could be sitting on another suspension. So I take all these things into consideration when I try to figure out where are we with Deshaun Watson. And then I'm also kicking around the fact that I'm watching the Browns go 1-1. I've just watched the Steelers go 2-0, and they're both doing it without great quarterback play. So I'm trying to figure this thing out. I'm trying to have patience, I think, for Deshaun Watson, and his ability is on the football field, and also willing to give him a little bit of slack because, you know, let's face it, didn't see real live bullets in the preseason and, you know, coming off of surgery. So I'll buy into both of those. I'm just hoping that he gets better every week, and I think that you have a choice. You can be completely frustrated and do what we do as Browns fans and go, oh, well, give me a backup quarterback because I don't think my regular quarterback looks that great. Or you have patience, and for some reason, I keep thinking, you know, Steelers fans have been patient, and the reward they get there, while it might not be enough for them, the reward they get there every year is a team that's over 500 every season under Mike Tomlin. So I'm still trying to kick it around where I am with Deshaun. Do I think he is playing good football? Not really, no. I think he's just surviving. I think he survived last week. I liked the first drive, even though a couple of those could have been picked, but could-haves don't matter when you look at the scoreboard at the end of the game. So,
I would agree with that. I think he's been okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's all right. Just it's not worth $230 million guaranteed.
No.
But he's been all right.
Or 31 if you want to say it wrong.
And hopefully he gets better. It's the point of, okay, it's been 3 years since, you know, now you're in your third year here, haven't had a huge sample size. Andy, that's the one thing that I keep going back to, and I don't know if it's fair or if it's realistic or if it's just an excuse, but the sample size still isn't very big. And I wonder how that factors into it. Is it an excuse or is it a fact?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the stuff is excuses, but if we had a quarterback, like let's say this, Aaron Rodgers doesn't look great either, right?
Well, no,
and Aaron
he doesn't,
missed the season last year.
But Aaron's 40 and his Achilles was sewn back together.
No, I agree. Well, we've got a quarterback that had his arm sewn back together.
Who's not even 30?
No.
You heal better from surgeries when you're a younger person.
Is that true?
That's what I hear.
Hmm. I'm torn because I listen to everybody just destroy him sometimes, and it's hard not to listen. I'm trying to be analytical. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not trying to be overly excited when I see something great. I want to see a guy that truthfully can take the ball at the end of the game and lead us to a score like I watched last night in Monday Night Football.
Like,
that's what
like
I want.
Kirk Cousins.
Like what Kirk Cousins did yesterday. And Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins, right?
Old guy, Achilles stitched back together.
Can you trust, do you think Deshaun Watson can do what he did last night? Do you have the faith in him to do that?
See, that's a loaded question.
Is it?
Yeah, you know why?
Because you're going to say no.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I want to see him in that situation. I want to see if he can do it. I don't know. I mean, let me take that back. Very little that we've seen in the, 14 games he's played for the Cleveland Browns would make you think that that's a likely outcome. But we have seen glimpses. We've seen glimpses where he's been very good. But it's glimpses. And you know, you want glimpses of very good, play Jameis Winston. And don't pay him $230 million.
I think we've got to turn the page on the $230 million because it's done.
Yeah, but
you can't do anything about it.
No, but you can move it forward.
Well, I mean, do you want me to be upset about the fact that, you know, there are three draft picks that the Browns could have had, first round draft pick, six overall, that the Browns could have had, and I could sit here and I could go nitpick on that and
go,
well,
this is what, thank you.
Yeah, I know they do. We're sitting here contemplating whether they're the second best team in the AFC. And we did a lot to help them get to that point. I'm watching this team, and I think we're all just kind of, we were holding our breath at the end of the game on Sunday. Absolutely holding our breath in a game where we just didn't need to after the safety. I mean, they literally should have handed them the ball back with almost no time left, even if they went three and out, and didn't do that.
Eagles did the same thing last night, and it cost them the game.
It did, yeah.
They threw the ball on third down to Saquon Barkley. And it was a wide open play. And see, this is why I got mad yesterday when Dan and I were talking about it. Because when you throw the football, things can happen. Okay, Deshaun threw the football. You called a pass play. Had the Eagles called a running play, might be a different world.
True.
But they were hoping to put the game away.
So what do we need to feel confident in Deshaun right now? I can tell you what would really help. 300-yard game.
Thank you.
One 300-yard game. That's it.
In a win. Not a 300-yard game where you're chasing points and they're playing, you know, soft defense.
Two touchdowns.
A 300-yard game where it's like you meant business and you went out and got it done.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Is that asking too much?
No, it's certainly not. We haven't seen a 300-yard passing game from Deshaun as a Cleveland Brown. Some of that's game script. Some of that's... So the way the game just plays out.
Some of that is Yak, too. I mean, let's be honest.
That's true, which that guy did all over the football in Green Bay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Brutal. Brutal.
Brutal.
What's it going to take for you to be confident in him? The other factor, Jeff, is
something... You just want to see him go light it up, Andy. Go.
Did you feel like he was going to light it up on Sunday after that first drive? They did have three drives of 12 or more plays.
I thought the offense would be really good, and the offense was okay at best. That first drive was stunningly good.
Especially after last week.
Stunningly good.
Especially after last week where you had one first down in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
And they came out, man, and
it
just...
was brutal.
They were awesome. That was really good. And then it kind of faded. I just want to see consistent productivity out of the offense. You don't even have to be phenomenal. Let's just see consistent productivity.
Could you deal with a 200-yard game with three touchdown passes? I could deal with that.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of I want to see a 300-yard game or I want to see three touchdowns or just something a little bit more. But do you have to temper that with the notion that his His season is 8 quarters so far. That's it. He's 8 quarters away from having a season-ending injury from last year.
And he hasn't looked bad.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you think? I don't think he's looked bad at all. I think he's looked okay.
Yeah, he hasn't looked dynamic.
Well, no, and not, I think not the other the part, least. He's looked okay.
The other part that's bothering me is the inability to connect with Amari Cooper, whether it's his fault or Amari's fault. That's got to sing.
It is concerning.
Why is that not happening? We've seen it back-to-back weeks now where simple plays that should have been made, whether it's Deshaun, whether it's Amari, have not been made. And one was a touchdown. It's mind-boggling to me to watch this sometimes. And I'm like, why? Why is this happening? I think the other thing is another thing I brought up right away, Jeff. I mean, does anyone kind of looking at him going, well, we're just waiting to hear what the league has to say, and that could happen at any minute. Like, I'm waiting for that, oh, Deshaun got called to New York.
Wow. I'll be honest, I forgot.
In a week?
Yes.
Wow.
There's been so much stuff, I just forgot.
I just think that hangs over the franchise's head right now.
Still there, isn't it?
I mean, all the league has to do is say, Deshaun, we'd like to see you, talk to you. And the next thing
that's
you know.
Different than Kareem Hunt going to visit with Kansas City, huh?
Yeah, that's much different than Kareem going to visit with Kansas City. You know,
not exactly a job interview.
You look at this and the concerns and what's your faith level in him? How far can he take us this year?
He could win the Super Bowl.
Could he?
Well, yeah.
Well, do you really believe that Browns fans have the confidence in Deshaun Watson right now?
No, to say, this I guy's didn't say us. That.
I'm asking you.
I hate it when he does that,
I'm not Dan. Saying, so did saying, you say? No, that's not what I said. I said, do you believe? Do you believe?
It's too early to believe because we don't have enough sample size this year after the surgery. We don't have enough sample size in 3 years, Andy.
Where are you? What should we expect out of
I'm
Deshaun
right here.
Watson? I'm not asking
going
you.
Anywhere.
I'm talking to the good listeners of this show.
Oh, nice.
The friends of the show, unlike you. Sometimes you're the hindrance of the show.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.